Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Welcome to the show.
Hello everyone, I'm Marie. We're so glad to see you all. Today's topic is seasons.
And the title of our lesson is Fun in the Fall. Fun in the Fall. Marie, what do you like about the fall?
Well, I like how the beautiful leaves change color, and the weather is always perfect. It's not too hot and it's not too cold.
Yes, the weather is great during the fall. Let's learn more about this wonderful season. Here's Marie with our Read It.
Fall is here. Rob is very excited. He likes football season. Linda loves the fall leaves. They are so colorful. She can see red, orange, and yellow leaves. Alex and Linda are picking apples. They can pick a lot. Then someone weighs the apples. Alex and Linda can pay by the pound.
There are so many things you can do in the fall. What's your favorite thing to do in the fall, Marie?
Oh, well, I love to go apple picking. Every fall, I pick many apples right from the apple trees. They are fresh and delicious.
Well, maybe you can join Alex and Linda next time. They enjoy apple picking, too. I like to walk around and see all the trees. There's so many beautiful colors, especially in the mountains.
Ooh, that sounds wonderful. And how about we go to our wonderful teacher, Jack? Here he is to show us our keywords.
Hello, 秋天就要来了. Fall is here. Rob is very excited. 形容词, excited就是兴奋的意思. Rob很兴奋. Rob为什么兴奋呢? 因为秋天也是美式足球的球季。 Football 就是足球, 这里就是美式足球了. Rob likes football season. Linda 也喜欢秋天, 她喜欢欣赏秋天的树叶, 树叶是 leaf, 她的复数是去掉 f 换成 v, 再加 es 变成 leaves. Linda loves the fall leaves. 秋天的叶子色彩缤纷, fall leaves are so colorful. 形容词 colorful 就是色彩丰富鲜艳的。 秋天也是收成的季节， Linda 和 Alex 去采苹果， 自己采完之后呢， 就拿去称重量， 动词称什么的重量就是 weigh， Someone will weigh the apples for them. 称过重之后呢， 就可以按磅数付钱。 You can pay by the pound. 名词 pound 就是重量单位 磅。
You're very excited this morning, Rob.
Yes, I can watch football games again.
Is football your favorite sport?
Yes, it is. And fall is football season. On Saturdays, I can watch 4 or 5 games.
Nice. I don't watch football.
I'm sorry.
I'm not. Who's your favorite team?
The Eagles are my favorite.
In conversation A, we meet Linda and Rob. Rob is very excited. Hey, Marie, you look very excited too.
I am. I'm so excited. I can't stop smiling.
Really? Why?
Fall is here.
Yeah, fall is here. Hey, Marie, you just said today's
calendar phrase.
Fall is here.
Fall is here.
秋天来了. The trees look so pretty.
Yes, fall is here.
The leaves are colorful.
Yes. Fall is here.
The weather is cooler.
Yes,
fall is here. Summer is over.
Yeah. But fall is here.
Yeah.
Fall is here.
Fall is here.
秋天来了。
What a wonderful calendar phrase. Fall is here and I am feeling happy.
Rob is feeling happy too. He can watch football games again.
Well, Peter, I actually don't know too much about football. Can you explain this game to us?
Sure. Well, let's take a look at a picture. They are playing football. There are two teams and many players. They try to score a touchdown with the ball. Someone throws the football using their hand, even though it is called football. They're more talking about running with their feet.
Wow. Well, football looks like a very hard sport to play. It looks a little dangerous, too. Football players even wear helmets to protect their heads.
Yes, they do. So, it's football season, and football is Rob's favorite sport. On Saturdays, he watches 4 or 5 games. Wow.
Well, actually, today is Monday, so he can watch the football game in about 6 more days.
Oh, that's very good. So, let's talk about the days of the week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
And then we have Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
And I love Saturdays and Sundays the best. We don't have to work, and maybe we can watch some football games.
Me too. Oh, I'm sorry. I almost forgot about Jack. Well, here he is to help us out.
Linda 对酷爱美式足球的 Rob 说他不喜欢看足球。Rob 说 I'm sorry. Sorry 是道歉的意思。Rob 这样说不是很奇怪吗？他又没有做错事，为什么要说 sorry 呢？其实 sorry 这个字的用法不只是道歉。Rob 说 I'm sorry 意思是我很遗憾你居然不能享受美式足球的乐趣。所以 sorry 可以表达遗憾的意思。比如说 I'm sorry you can't join us. 我很遗憾你不能加入我们。除此之外，当你呢对对方感到难过，甚至觉得对方很可怜的时候，也可以用 sorry 来表达。比如有人告诉你他病了很久一直好不了，你就可以回答说 I'm sorry to hear that. 或者呢，朋友向你抱怨他被人误解陷害，心里真的又生气又委屈，你听了之后可以对他说 I'm so sorry. 这样说不是在道歉，而是在表达自己替他难过，真的是感同身受。这些都是 sorry 的用法哦。
Hi, Alex. Can I ask a question?
Sure, Linda.
Do leaves change color in the fall in Taipei?
Not really.
They do here. I love the colorful leaves in fall.
Me too. I can see yellow, orange, and red leaves.
They look so pretty.
Let's go to the park and take some pictures.
Linda asks Alex a question. Hey, I have an idea, Peter. Let's ask each other some questions.
Okay.
So, Peter, what do you like to do in the fall?
I love going to the mountains. The weather is nice and the trees change color. So I like to go hiking. Okay, I have some questions for you. Here's one. What do you like to drink in the fall?
Well, in the fall, it's quite cool. So I like to drink a cup of hot chocolate. Friends, try asking your friends some questions too.
Do you remember what question Linda asked Alex? That's right. She asks him, do leaves change color in the fall in Taipei?
And Alex says, not really. But in America, leaves do change color.
Here's a picture of some leaves. Look at all the different colors.
Wow, these leaves are beautiful. They are also colorful.
Yeah, colorful. That's a great word. What are other things that are colorful besides the fall leaves?
When I think of colorful, I think of rainbows because they have many colors in them. And what else? Oh, butterflies are colorful too.
Both Linda and Alex love the colorful leaves in the fall. You can see yellow, orange, and brown leaves.
Wow, how pretty. Peter, what things are yellow?
I think of a school bus. That's yellow usually, or the sun. That is bright and yellow. What things are orange?
Orange. Well, flowers are orange, and some of my clothes are orange too.
Well, friends, maybe you can practice looking for colorful things where you are. But right now, we need to take a break. So we'll see you right after this. Don't go away. Welcome back from the break, friends. So in the fall, all the leaves fall to the ground. That's why it's got its name. But what about in the winter? What happens to the leaves then?
Well, actually, Peter, in the winter, there are no leaves. But in the springtime, they grow back.
That's great. It's really beautiful during the springtime.
Yes, it is.
Well, friends, let's find out what happens in Conversation C. Here it is.
Look at all the apple trees. There are many apples on each one. We can pick a lot of them.
We can. And we can eat them too. They look delicious.
Yes. But we have to pay first.
How much do we pay?
The people here weigh the apples. Then we pay by the pound.
Linda and Alex are at the apple orchard. There are so many apple trees. They can pick a lot of them.
Well, I hope they do because I want some apples. They look delicious.
Well, they have to pay first. Alex says, how much do we pay? This is a great question to ask, and teacher Rebecca will help us with it.
Hello, friends. Let's have some fun and learn today's grammar point. Today we are going to focus on asking questions using the words how much. For example, how much do you want? Or how much can you carry? Friends, don't forget to use it.
Thank you very much, Rebecca. You can ask a friend, how much homework do you have? Or how much food did you buy?
And like Rebecca said, now it's your turn. Try using today's grammar point by yourself. So how much does Linda and Alex have to pay for this?
Well, actually, the people there weigh the apples first.
Oh, I see. To see how heavy the apples are.
That's right. They have to check the weight. Just like when you buy fruits and vegetables at a grocery store.
Yeah, I buy oranges all the time. I love oranges. But first, you have to weigh the oranges to see how much you will pay.
That's right. The heavier it weighs, the more it costs. Well, Linda says, then we pay by the pound. Let's go to Jack to learn more about this.
他们采完苹果之后，只要拿去称一下，然后看是多少磅，按磅数付钱就可以了。Then we pay by the pound. 请看句尾的片语 pay by the pound， 按磅数付钱。这个片语在日常生活中非常的实用。我们来多看几个例子。We pay by the hour. 打工的时候会按小时付钱。They pay rent by the month. 他们按月付房租。Businesses often pay by the click for online ads. 所以网络上的广告费是以点击数来计算的。而作家的稿费有些是按字数付费的。We pay by the word. 这个片语很好用吧。
Thank you, Jack. So some people pay by cash. Other people pay by credit card.
That's right. Alex and Linda pay for their apples by pound. Now let's talk about this word pound. One football equals about 1 pound.
And usually you just buy a football one ball at a time. But let's say you wanted to buy footballs for some reason by the pound. Then you would pick all the footballs, and however much it weighed, that's how much you would pay.
Yeah, I guess that's one way to think about it. Well, friends, it's that time. Time to review our keywords.
Here's the first keyword of the day. Excited. Excited. Al starts a new job today. He's excited.
Football. Football. My brother plays football.
Leaf. Leaf. How many leaves are on that tree?
Colorful. Colorful. The flowers are so colorful.
Weigh. Weigh. Please weigh the bags before we leave.
Pound. Pound. The little girl weighs 40 pounds. Friends, those are our keywords. Make sure to practice. Right now, let's review our conversations one more time. You're very excited this morning, Rob.
Yes, I can watch football games again.
Is football your favorite sport?
Yes, it is. And fall is football season. On Saturdays, I can watch 4 or 5 games.
Nice. I don't watch football.
I'm sorry.
I'm not. Who's your favorite team?
The Eagles are my favorite.
Hi, Alex. Can I ask a question?
Sure, Linda.
Do leaves change color in the fall in Taipei?
Not really.
They do here. I love the colorful leaves in fall.
Me too. I can see yellow, orange, and red leaves.
They look so pretty.
Let's go to the park and take some pictures.
Look at all the apple trees. There are many apples on each one. We can pick a lot of them.
We can. And we can eat them too. They look delicious.
Yes. But we have to pay first.
How much do we pay?
The people here weigh the apples. Then we pay by the pound.
Okay, Ginger, why are you excited?
I'm excited because...
Oh, let me guess. You're excited because fall is here.
Yeah! How did you know, Monkey Man?
Because I'm excited, too. I love fall.
Yeah, the trees are colorful. The leaves are red, orange, yellow.
Yes, they look pretty. But I'm also excited because...
Let me guess. It's football season.
You got it. I love cheering for my favorite team.
Me too. Go Monkeys.
Yeah, you know, I have a good idea.
Yeah?
This afternoon, let's pick apples.
Ooh, I have a better idea. This afternoon, let's pick Bananas!
Oh, sorry, Ginger. You can't pick bananas in the fall.
Oh, too bad.
Okay, everyone, today is Monday. Let's practice answering some questions together. Here's question number one. What is Rob's favorite football team? What is Rob's favorite football team?
You can find the answer in conversation A. Rob's favorite football team is the Eagles. Question number two. What is your favorite thing about the fall? Why? What is your favorite thing about the fall? Why? Let's hear some answers from some of our friends.
What is my favorite thing about the fall? Well, I like a lot of things about fall. It's one of my favorite seasons. The weather is a lot cooler, so it's not so hot. Oh, and also, during the fall, many leaves change colors. That is so beautiful. When you look at all the different colors on the trees, it looks like a beautiful painting. Those are some of the best things that I love about the fall.
What is my favorite thing about the fall? I think that it's a big change from summer. Summer is hot, and after a while, you're ready for the cool weather that fall brings. And fall also brings apples you can pick, pumpkins in the field, colorful leaves. But I think mostly I like the change. It's just different. Soon it will be winter, and that will be a different change.
What is the monkey man's favorite thing about the fall? Well, fall, also known as autumn, is absolutely my favorite time of year. The temperature is so comfortable, right? It's not too hot and not too cold. During the autumn months, I enjoy going for hikes in the forest where all the leaves are changing color. Red, yellow, orange, and even purple. It's so beautiful.
What is my favorite thing about the fall? Well, I have many favorite things during fall time. The fall is so different to the fall in Taiwan. Here, I can look at all the tree leaves. There's green, there's red, orange, yellow, so many colors. I like to go outside and take a lot of pictures. I also like to go pick apples during fall time.
Thanks for joining us today, and we'll see you again right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.